The following podcast is for information purposes only and is not suitable for retail investors.
Hello and welcome to your Chat of the Week podcast. Today is Thursday the 6th of July and I'm once again joined by Lorenzo LaPosta.
Hello Ben, thank you for having me as always.
Now, we're halfway through 2023 and what a first half of the year it's been. We've seen the reopening of China, we've seen global economies continue to defy recession expectations, and we've emerged remarkably unscathed from a banking crisis. So Lorenzo, with all this going on, how have markets performed this year?
Well, it certainly has been an interesting year so far. There were so many predictions in 2022 about what was about to come this year, a lot, especially pointing towards recession. But so far, we've seen surprises across the board. Developed equity markets, for example, they continued their strong performance from last year and rising about 15% this year. Emerging markets have lagged a little bit, returning only 5%. But, you know, I still call it a decent return, given the expectations were grim, to say something nice. After a very difficult year last year, because of the aggressive rate hikes, bonds have defied significant volatility to remain positive for the year, actually. And U.S. treasuries and U.S. investment grade credit, for example, returned about 1.5% and 3% respectively. And one asset class that benefited from all of the turmoil this year was actually gold, that has risen by more than 5%. But you know, while many asset classes recovered well after a pretty tough 2022, commodities, on the other hand, that had outperformed last year, instead had a pretty negative 2023 so far, falling 7% or so.
Okay, so we're seeing some pretty significant deviations in performance across asset classes. But what exactly is causing these deviations? You know, we've got the riskier asset classes of equities, for example, outperforming. And we're seeing commodities underperforming. Markets are potentially sending out quite a conflicting message about their outlook. Is there any logic behind these movements?
It's not really obvious what markets are thinking from just looking at the asset class returns, for example. But if we break them down, we can get a bit of a clearer picture. For example, equities that have rallied throughout this year. Actually, if you look at the performance, it's almost entirely been driven by a handful of large stocks, mainly in the growth or technology sector. And actually, the wider market hasn't really performed nearly as well, suggesting that some concerns over the future economic outlook actually remain. Most of that has just been driven by that AI frenzy in markets. And you know, the performance of commodities, for example, seems to back this up, with the price of key commodities like oil, copper, or wheat steadily falling as economic activity begins to cool. We do, however, you know, need to be careful with the assumption that falling commodities mean necessarily a recession, because commodity prices, yes, have been falling, but that's from record levels that they saw last year. So prices are generally still above pre-pandemic levels today. And it's possible that declining commodity prices is simply a normalization rather than anything more problematic.
Okay, so even within asset classes, we're getting pretty conflicting messages about whether markets are risk on or risk off. But what about bonds, which don't seem to have experienced the same levels of volatility as other asset classes, ending the first half of the year positive, but only just?
Yeah, well, with half-year returns in the U.S. Treasury market of give or take 1.5%, I can see why you'd think that it's been a more sort of passive period for bonds, let's say. But actually, it's a stable asset class, and historically, that's a fair return for that asset class. The volatility levels that we saw last year were incredible, not since the global financial crisis in 2008. So as inflation and economic growth in the U.S. remain strong, bonds have been unable to decide whether rates were, you know, beginning to fall, despite predictions of a recession in 2023 being made all throughout last year. Yields dropped sharply during the banking crisis in March, but so far the economy seems to have successfully shrugged that off, and rates have continued on their upward trajectory, albeit at a slower pace than last year, which was, I guess, positive for markets. So while returns might not be as dramatic as in other asset classes, I wouldn't really let that fool you into thinking that this widespread uncertainty isn't there in the bond markets. What we can say with more certainty, though, is that even though we continue to experience unprecedented volatility, especially over the short term in markets, investors that trust the process and stay invested and focus on the long-term performance and the long-term opportunities are likely to be those that, you know, come up best at the end of it.
Well, Lorenzo, as always, thank you for the fantastic insight and looking forward to talking next week.
Thank you very much, Ben, and see you next week.
For professional advisors only. The views expressed are those of Momentum Global Investment Management at the time of recording and are subject to change without notice. Momentum Global Investment Management has used all reasonable efforts to ensure the accuracy of the information contained in this communication, but we cannot guarantee the reliability, completeness, or accuracy of the content. This podcast is for information purposes only and does not constitute investment advice or an offer or solicitation to buy or sell. Momentum Global Investment Management, company registration number 3733094, has its registered office at the Rex Building, 62 Queen Street, London, EC4R1EB. Momentum Global Investment Management Limited is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority in the United Kingdom, registration number 232357, and is exempt from the requirements of Section 7(1) of the Financial Advisory and Intermediary Services Act 37 of 2002 in South Africa, in terms of the FSCA FAIS Notice 141 of 2021, published on the 15th of December 2021. For complaints relating to Momentum Global Investment Management's financial services, please contact distribution services at momentum.co.uk. Your capital is at risk.